It's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. I'm Mark Brell. Today's the big day at the state capitol as Jerry Brown gives his second State of the State address since his return to the California governor's office. Ben Adler has a preview from Sacramento.
Brown might find it hard to satisfy lawmakers from either party. Democratic Assemblywoman Holly Mitchell wants him to call for an immediate tax increase through the legislature rather than wait for voters to decide this fall.
I'm sorry that he's apparently abandoned that strategy. I know last year was difficult, but I would look for courageous leadership from a courageous leader at times that require that kind of commitment.
Republican Assemblyman Kurt Hagman hopes Brown will focus on reducing state regulations to help create private sector jobs.
We need to basically slow down the size and scope of the state government growth to keep pace with our revenue growth. And then what we need to do in order to grow the budget here in California, we need to grow the economy here in California.
The governor is expected to talk about the budget and his November tax initiative, but asked for details last week, all he'd say is this.
You're going to hear so much that I wouldn't miss it if I were you.
At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The State Senate Appropriations Committee has heard another plea for a universal health care system. Proponents call it Medicare for All. The single-payer system would qualify all Californians for certain health benefits, and a new state agency would negotiate payments. Don Beckler of Single Payer Now attended the hearing. He says the system could eliminate the high costs currently associated with health administration.
The federal legislation that was passed still keeps intact the thousands of independent insurance companies and all their bureaucracies, and that's where all the waste is in our society.
Opponents at the Senate hearing said passing a single-payer bill would be counterproductive to implementation of the Affordable Care Act. They say a new state government system may not keep health costs under control. The bill comes up for a vote in the Senate Appropriations Committee on Thursday. If it passes, it will move to the Senate floor. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.